Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's just get them over with.
Let's just get to them.
Y'all.
This is Toe.
Welcome to Toe.
Welcome to Toe.
We started this episode, and I started with Brittany and Yemen, and Poodle took a sip of vodka and said, this isn't going to go well.
Yazan.
And she was right.
You
what
just
did
said
I say?
Yemen.
Oh, my thing auto-corrected. It
you
auto-corrected.
Just read whatever your notes say.
Oh, yeah. I'm like that newscaster host. I'll read whatever my notes
That's
say.
That's the thing. I can fuck up your prompter and you'll say, I'm Matthew Moore.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I typed in Yazan and it's put Yemen.
So Brittany and Yemen, y'all, you will read anything.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Trained host.
What does that feel like?
You're trained to do it.
But what does that feel like that you don't have a filter for what you're saying?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love.
I mean, you have to, but you literally are trained to read what is on a prompter because you have to learn to read what's on a prompter while people are talking to me about something else.
I agree with you,
so
but
you kind of turn it off.
Yeah, and places like this, it doesn't really help, does it?
Well, there you go. Yeah.
So, Brittany and Yemen, y'all.
This is episode 7 of season 2.
I
know I liked it.
I can't hear myself that well.
This is season 7, episode 2.
Ooh.
I'm not your baby.
Which I've said several times. When someone says, baby, can I stay the night? I'm not your baby!
It's true.
That's when you say it. It's actually tattooed on my side right here. So if they never need to know that, they call me, they can say it.
And once you said that one time when that guy tried to put you in adult diapers and you ran out of his place and got in your car without his shirt on.
Goo goo gaga.
I'm not your baby. Baby mad.
Baby need $500?
Come at it. Yes. Come at us if you're into baby. We don't get
it. I'll call you daddy for $500. If you give me $500.
Would you be the really hot guy that paid for all of your rent and gave you, let's say, $100,000 worth of spending money every year, but
year
on top of
spending
all your
spending
money, so pays Ooh. All your expenses, and the deal is
these games are hard. Anyway, keep going.
He just wants to put you in a diaper, treat you like a baby, meaning sometimes you need to shit your pants, and he's gonna wipe you. Could you do it? Come at us if you're a baby.
I've decided I could. I could be an adult baby.
For
$100,000 a year of spending money.
Just free money?
Yeah.
I think I could too.
Gaga goo goo. Mama.
baby make poopy.
Y'all, adult babies are creepy.
They're creepy. I don't get it.
I'm sorry if you are an adult baby. You may need to figure out why you are.
I don't understand it.
It seems like a pathology that's not necessarily normal.
If you're an adult baby, I'm just assuming you're not paying your taxes because that's overwhelming to you.
Well, especially like sexually, there's something you're working through.
Like babies are not sexy to me
no.
at all. So that's what bothers
they're
me.
They're not.
So that's what like they are never. You know, that's what bothers me about it.
Yeah, I think that's what bothers. You're saying it like that's a very strange thing. You're like, I'm gonna have to draw the line at adult babies. You're saying that like you're taking a brave stand.
Well, because if
you're like, you know what, guys, I hate to say this, but how do I do this? I don't find babies sexual.
But I guess,
and what, everyone goes, okay.
But I guess
let's
saying,
celebrate that.
If you're an adult, if you're 2 40-year-old people, and one of you wants to be in a baby and spank each other, and
it's weird. Don't do
it. It's weird, but that's not hurting anyone.
It's not sexy, it's hurting though. Me that I know about it, or I think it may go on.
Diapers, I think, just make you look bulky.
You know what? There is plenty of other kinky things to do. I could give you a lot of other crazy shit to do in the bedroom.
What's the kinkiest
being an adult
thing you've
baby.
Done? Kinkiest thing you've done?
I don't know if I
want
to talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, okay. You don't
Let's
have to.
See.
It's
no,
your
I'm
life.
Trying to figure it out.
That drink is strong because, y'all, when a drink is strong, he makes a face like it pinches his upper lip. It kind of goes,
You pinch my coochie.
Yeah, coochie. You don't have to answer
You know,
the
I'm
question.
Trying to think. You know what?
I'm not that kinky. I would be, but I haven't been.
I have done, like, role play stuff.
Where
you've,
that. Yeah,
where
yeah,
you've
yeah.
fully gone into the character. I'm all about that.
I feel like you did a deep dive more than I probably did. They're like, Poodle, Jake, come back. Jake, come back. No, I mustn't. Jake, come
They're
back.
They're like, what is it, Mr. Johnson?
Yeah.
God. I don't know. I've been to about anything. I did have someone, like I said, someone wanted me to pee on them, and I wasn't interested.
I think I could pee on them if they're in my bathtub and it gets nowhere.
I could do that.
But I don't want them to pee on me.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
And I don't want their pee in my
and
mouth.
And I've never done anything with poop, y'all. It's just too much.
It's too much.
Now, jizz, different story. We can talk about that.
I did send a pee video, but it wasn't my stuff. It was just my junk to a guy who, like, we were FaceTiming and he got off on. I just peed in a toilet.
Okay. That's, you know, I'm glad
he
that's
liked
a little
it.
Racy.
Yeah, that's it.
We're someone's probably... In, y'all, someone's in a piss play and it's not me.
Not me either. Y'all, have... Heather Torres is listening and going, amateurs, or someone is.
You know what? I'll try anything once. I'm trisexual, as they say.
I am too.
Except cunnilingus. I've done that. It's not for me.
It's not for Poodle.
No.
Not for Poodle. Who won't try anything once? Brittany.
Brittany. Actually, she will, but she'll freak out all about it and say, you won't respect me. Y'all, remember we were talking about respect?
When you
said,
yeah.
That whole idea about respect.
Good callback.
It's so interesting. If you hear how many days someone talks about disrespect and respect, you realize that this other person is trying to either they feel like they're nothing or they feel like they're more than me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's one or the other, that idea. Because respect, you guys, is this kind of balancing of the scales.
And it's like setting you up almost in your relationship to be competitive.
Yeah.
And that's, competitiveness needs to be nowhere
we're just,
in,
we're
or
just
competition
saying
is nowhere in a relationship.
That phrase, you disrespect me or you don't respect me, is a trigger for lots of people. And that means people hear that as... That's going to be quantifying the relationship of how the seesaw teeter-totter works.
Do you think people say respect in a placeholder when they really mean love, but
yes.
they're just too vulnerable to say
yes.
it? Yeah. I think
yes.
that, too. They want to say, you don't love me.
And I think, too, respect has to do with... It's an interesting word because it also has to do mean value. You don't respect me means you don't value what I'm saying, and I don't feel... Basically, respect is something that comes right back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I need you to value me, and you guys, you can't give anyone that.
No.
You cannot demand someone value you.
No.
That's got to be all on them.
Yeah.
That's why the concept of respect is weird, y'all. So if you're in the habit of telling your significant other or your mom or your aunt or someone saying, you're always disrespecting me, that means you're wanting them to value you. That is all on them. That's something you guys need to talk about from how you value. It has nothing to do with what they're going to give you.
It's a good song, and that's about it. Leave it there. Respect.
Oh.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I went, what? Oh, I was like doing something serious. You're like, is it good? What?
No, I was just saying. That's the thing to remember.
I heard you. Anyway, so she's, but y'all, Britney's all about respect. Which
she is.
Red flag.
And we're seeing next week she loses it.
Yeah. So anyway, y'all, she's putting on her eyelashes. And one
been
is
there.
Really giving her problems.
Been there. I hate putting on eyelashes. They're so hard for me to do.
Are her eyelashes so inferior that she's having to put falsies on during the day to meet her fiance's parents?
So there's
even though there's not a ton of...
So this is a little bit of your generalization, so come at me in
yeah.
that. So I used to think false eyelashes you only wore a lot like for parties or like Halloween or things like that, or like kind of a makeup or whatever. Well, when I worked for the clinic counter in Oklahoma City and we had a lot of black women that came to your account, like counter, almost all black women that I waited on, at least in Oklahoma,
interesting,
wore false eyelashes.
I did not know this.
So it's they always wear false lashes. So I think there's a bit of that. However, now, especially for Britney and women of her age, just women do more makeup, I think, in general now. Like we have like drag queen contouring
yeah.
and all. So a lot of women wear lashes all the time.
I guess I was thinking that the fact that her parents are conservative. But maybe she's thinking they won't see that she's wearing fucking false eyelashes.
Well, no, they look pretty good on her, actually.
It's
for her, it's not even, it would be the same thing as you putting product in your hair. It's not extra.
Right. No, I get it. It's just, it feels extra to me.
But it's not for her. No.
So it was the fact that she took so long to put them on.
They're hard
Shouldn't
to put
be?
On. Sometimes you have trouble with it. She probably bought a new pair and she maybe didn't write the right glue. It's, I hate putting on fake lashes, and I hated putting them on other people. Because it's always when I do makeup, it'd be people, okay, I never wear fake eyelashes, but can you put some on me? And then you put them on, and they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't want to be with you while you try this out. Just let me put that rose wine eyeshadow on you and some high-impact mascara and send you on the fucking way.
I love how you still sound traumatized by all this.
I love doing makeup.
I'm glad you don't have to do it
anymore.
Sometimes,
y'all, when I'm really stressed out, I make Poodle. I'm making let me put makeup on him just because it calms me.
It does. It's how you self-soothe.
And he always likes to try new cat eye or something.
Yeah. I feel like you need to just experiment a little more.
Give me the reason.
Anyway, y'all. So
I've been wanting to do a Twiggy makeup on you. I think that'd be a good look.
The next morning, we could just do a whole thing of makeup tutorials.
Yeah, I'm really into the 60s with the hard line.
And someone's like, why does that woman have a beard?
Because when Poodle's
I look very feminine, you
very
guys.
Very feminine.
This is why I have a beard, because without it, I could pass for a woman.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot tea we're spilling today.
Hot tea. So
he shows up that morning, and he's like, hello, and he gives her a flower. Hello.
Like...
And even says basically the excuse. He doesn't say I'm sorry.
No.
He says, I am very jealous of you, which means I'm jealous.
Because I love you.
Yeah.
Again, jealousy and love do not coexist together.
And you
they
guys,
don't.
And I don't know who's at fault more in this kind of dissonance of a relationship.
It really is a close race.
I don't know if... She showed him who she was when she was talking to him.
I don't think she
I
did.
I don't know if he showed her who he was.
I don't think he did either.
Yeah.
I think they both put out a fantasy and they came to visit and it was all lovey-dovey. And now when shit's real.
But she had to know he had these feelings, right? About how a woman should be and how a man should be and how.
I would assume so.
She had to know.
I feel like she had to know.
I'm not a female dating someone in another country in a country like Jordan, but I know.
But she said that she does, you know, he would bring up things and she would kind of sweep it under the rug.
Yeah.
And even at this hotel, like he never really apologizes, but he
apologizes.
But she kind of says, we'll just worry about that later. That's kind of her MO.
She does say that.
Is she just pushes it aside, and that's probably why we're going to see her have a big blow up next week, because I think she's put a lot of things, she's buried a lot of things.
You I think?
Because from what we've heard, Brittany's had a pretty, I think her one first marriage was a pretty traumatizing and abusive
marriage. It was, sounded abusive.
Marriage.
We saw her like completely, like when Azam was freaking out, we saw her go cold.
Yeah.
We saw her just kind of like go inside herself.
Yeah, and if you don't, I mean, we've said this before, but if you don't deal, you don't heal. And you got to deal with that shit. And I think she
Are you just coming up with terrible, like, therapy catchphrases on the spot?
No, I'm just saying that. That's something that you, that's something
but
you
remember. But you said, like we say, neither of us have ever said
I've said, that's a good thing to say.
I know, but you're acting like it's something we say all the time.
Well, I've said it.
Like we say.
Oh, we've said before on the show, which is kind of the same thing, like, you've got to feel it to heal it, which is true.
Yeah.
We have said, and that's true. Those things are good because it helps people and stick in people's brains.
I know. It just makes us sound like we're a radio show.
I mean, I do have a degree.
I know.
I can say stuff like that.
I know, but it feels a little used car salesman-y to me.
Oh, God.
I'm saying if we had said it before, it's one thing, but it's like we say, I'm like, we don't say
Wait,
that.
Are you role playing a bitch this episode?
I'm not being a bitch. I'm just saying we don't say that.
Well, I do.
Y'all, I'm an honest person, so I go for the honesty.
Oh, Lord. Well, Brittany's not an honest person. And honestly, I think you're right. I think they both, don't you think they both put on a fake front of who they were?
Did this happen? I feel like she's been in some kind of like never, never land where basically by saying, he's not going to make me convert to Islam because I'm not going to. And I feel like she probably hasn't said that to him. She's like, we'll talk about that. And he takes that because women always acquiesce in his mind.
Yeah.
And
we can see that from his, I'm just going to say, from his crazy
holy
mom.
Holy fuck.
We see that.
Now, let's not call her crazy. That's just a normal thing that happens because we're going to get to that. Let's dig in a little more.
Yeah.
So he's brought her clothes to wear and a hijab, you guys. And she's like, I told you, I don't feel like wearing a hijab to meet your family. He's like, no, you got to.
That's where you're a little bit like, again, Brittany, did you Google?
I know.
Like, did you just? And I know that in Jordan, not a lot of us sissies have told us Jordan is not a super conservative country. However, his family is.
The thing about it is, too, guys, when you're like I do High Holy Days services, I play piano and direct a choir. I'm not Jewish. However, I usually wear a kippah and I wear a tallit, which is, but basically it's a sign of respect.
Yeah.
Go back to the word respect, y'all.
Uh-huh.
And just like reverence and like solidarity.
Yeah.
You know, and honey, would it be that hard just to wear a fucking hijab to meet your fiance's parents and say, you know what, I'm trying to take something of yours and something of mine and bring it together. Not just be like, I'm not going to do this.
Well, she's worse than him, but both of them aren't. There's no compromise in any of this. I think his part,
he's compromised more.
More, I think she's much more honestly annoying American privilege.
Yeah.
Like. Of that, but I think though he is. If you notice, when he does talk to her about Islam, he doesn't hear what she's saying.
No,
he just kind of says, "Okay, so it'll take longer then for you to be totally what I want you to be."
He's in the same place that she's in, although on the farthest side. Like
yeah.
they're completely equidistant in their views, you guys.
Yes.
And the farther one goes, the farther the other one goes.
Yeah.
So anyway, in the car, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm a shit starter. Maybe not the best to be in your meeting your boyfriend's family.
Yeah. Or seeing them again. Especially when, you know, and a lot of this, I just feel like she's in it just feeling just shame and terrible about herself because she's fucking married going over to see. That's another thing I'm like, maybe be nicer if you're going to have to tell your boyfriend you're still married.
Right? Maybe be a fucking lamb.
Yeah. Kill this lily before you burn it alive.
Even Angela was like buttering up Mama Michael.
Angela did real well, actually. Yeah. You look back at
really well.
Yeah. Yeah, real well.
Y'all, that actually came out of me. I didn't mean to correct his grammar.
I'm used to it.
But it just pops out.
Again, he's role playing.
It's hard sometimes. Like my mother, I grew up, y'all, Mother Poodle would say, I would go, me and Andy are going. She's like, Andy and I.
Yeah, that's different. That's your mother.
But I was corrected by that my whole life.
What our parents do. Which, Brittany, your dad needs to come over or something. I don't know.
Call your dad, Brittany.
Call your hot dad.
Call your dad and you need to get out of this. Continue your rap career. I'm sure you'll be a great, like, insta thought.
I'm sure. I told Poodle we were starting. I said, they're hard to watch because it's as if, it's like, are we being punked? They put no thought into this at all. Like, I feel like, does he have, like, a huge dick and she likes to fuck him? And she, quote unquote, thinks she is dating, like, an exotic man and that's it.
I think. Like, what is it? That's her view. I think he thinks of this as, I haven't found the right girl around here. Maybe I need someone just way out of my comfort zone.
Because I've heard he has his issues that we're going to find out. I don't know. Somebody tried to tell me, and I was like, I don't want to know.
He has more issues?
Yeah. I was like, I don't want to know. I don't want to be spoiled.
Okay. More issues besides you must convert to Islam?
Well, you think it's only episode 7, and we've got fucking 16 episodes of
y'all,
this.
Y'all, these people give me a knot in my stomach, just to be honest.
It's stressful to watch this.
Yeah, these two and Ari and Binyam, which we're going to talk about soon. Ugh.
And then, so they're talking to his dad. It's like his dad is trying. You know what? It's interesting how, like, I wonder if Yazan basically got with someone like his own mother. Because we see his dad is trying to be really calm and trying to explain things, but just get to the bottom of things and be peaceful.
Yeah.
And Mama just blows the fuck up.
And Mama, who says, we kind of figured this out, you guys. She's saying it's not accustomed to her religious beliefs because women are supposed to be modest. And some women in Islamic faith think that being on camera is immodest.
Yeah.
So that's the reason.
But she gets angry at Brittany just because he asked her a question and she said,
she froze.
He said, are you my baby? And she said, no, I'm not right now.
And she's like, if he says you're his baby, you're his baby.
Which is what they believe.
And you guys, that's super, and it's not necessarily in the Quran, but that's super patriarchal in Islamic culture.
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
And
especially in this family in Jordan.
It's not right. And as Whitney would say, it's not even okay.
I'm not judging how they live.
I'm saying, I do feel like as a feminist, I don't think that that is right for me. And I don't think that is the right way to treat women. But I'm not dating someone.
Right.
If I chose to be in love, well, first of all, if I was in love with an Islamic man, we've already been killed because we're gay. But
well, I think too,
you got to accept that. You've got to see that and acknowledge that.
I agree. I just don't want to put my Western viewpoint on there.
No, I'm trying to make the distinction for a lot of us because we say, but that's not right. And so we think that's not right. So that just shouldn't be. That's what Brittany's doing. And
I agree. That's what she's doing.
And that's what I'm trying to.
You were saying that's what she's saying.
And I'm saying I was using myself as an example. That is a complexity that neither of them have the emotional intelligence to say. I don't think that is right. Like,
I can.
I would. I'm going into that.
I can take a step back and say that that's how they are. And, like, I don't have to put a judgment on them or anything like that. That's me personally. Now, if it's going to be me or, like, let's say my niece decided to marry someone from Jordan, I would probably sit down and convince and talk to her. Now, my niece is only 8 years old, y'all, so...
Oh, please. Like, you would have to do anything.
Yeah.
Your mother would steal her in the night and take her away and put her
would.
In witness protection.
It'd totally be not without my daughter.
Yeah.
She
would never get to marry that guy.
But I'm saying I would sit down and say, you know, you don't have the male-female dynamic is not like how it is here. You need to know that. And knowing that going against that in that culture is not going to get you anywhere. It's going to get you ostracized.
The thing, though, is, and her dad kind of tried to do that. However, if you remember from episode one, what does Maya Angelou say? People show you who you are when they meet them, believe them. She said in that first episode, I do what I want, and I don't like to be told what to do.
No, that's right.
Her father and all of her friends probably told her, honey, you're not going to change the culture in Jordan.
I think I said that where she's like, yo, I think the best description of Brittany is she's a girl who you can't tell what to do. And I said, this is going to end up really well.
Really, really bad.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the perfect storm of two cultures meeting because her very much individualistic culture of proud black woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or just proud woman has nothing to do with, you know, what she is. But, like, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Y'all, don't pull
don't
over.
Don't pull over.
California's going through it, y'all. We've had a spike, and there have been so many ambulances
there
and fire trucks today.
Been a lot.
I hope everyone stays safe.
We hope that they're okay.
So, y'all, if you're in California, stay the fuck home and put on a motherfucking mask.
Oh, that's another ambulance, too.
I swear to God, if I see some motherfucker out without a mask, I'm going to scratch their face off.
I'm fine with it. I had someone who reminded me of you. He's kind of this older queen, and his mask said 6 feet away on it.
At the grocery store,
I have
told people, they'll be like up on me, and I said, I think the store makes it that we need to stay farther apart.
Yeah.
Anyway, where are we?
I was going to say, because you're talking about being a black woman, I think that is important to talk about of her coming, being from a country where
she's had to
black
own,
people are oppressed.
She's had to own her space.
Own her personal. I told Poodle, and we're going to eventually do it a crossover when they get up and running. I put a show link, but good friend,
I want to know how they
Linda
feel about
Ashley,
this.
They're starting a new show. It's going to be on the Patreon.
90
Day the Melanated Way. It'll be free, but I think they're doing like their news and gossip is paid, but the other episodes are free just via Patreon. So y'all be sure to click on the link. I think she said they're going to be up by Wednesday, but anyway, the links are all on the show. Click on them because it's just, oh, bless her.
Are we still on Brittany and Yazan?
Okay, another
Jesus
thing.
Fuck.
Her wig was not $900.
Oh, I was going to say.
It was not $900.
There is no way that wig was $900.
She got upsold.
No way.
Upsold.
There's no way. That wig was $75 at most from the Vivica Fox collection.
Maybe $120.
On Amazon.
I'm just saying, it wasn't $900. I've seen $900 weaves.
And they are amazing.
They're amazing.
That is not one of them.
I don't think it is.
Because it keeps shifting. Y'all, with a $900 weave, you staple it to your skull.
By the way, I do love on Clapback. Like Darcy will say, they'll show her a segment. She's like, all right, let's go. And she literally pulls up her wig. No fucking buts about it. She's like, let's fucking do this. I'm like, I love you.
Oh, so they have no idea what cartoons they are. And I love
it. She doesn't.
So you guys, they're in the house. Brittany or Yazan's mom is freaking the fuck out.
She goes at her after that baby comment.
And even the father's like, shh, let's take a breath.
That's what I'm telling you. It's like a mirror.
Yeah. And he's basically saying, and she just says out of nowhere when they get back in the car, she's like, what if I said that just like Islam was fucked up? I don't want to be. Now, you guys, in Islam, you don't say that.
And she like told him to marry his fucking cousin. Oh, you don't say wow. those things.
Wow. And you guys, the thing about it is, we think about evangelical Christianity. You don't say things that are sacrilegious because you have an angry God. In Islam, it's even more strictly forbidden. Well, like you can't even have depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. It's physical depiction will mean you're to death.
Well, and some of them are punishable.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, whereas we can, in us, you can't blasphemize or whatever they would say. They'd say blaspheme. I know, but I blasphemize the Lord. I remember it. Assembly of God. You blasphemize Jesus.
Yeah.
But it's not
Assembly of God.
But it's not against the law.
Yeah, because a lot there, of times you will have Sharia law, which will yes. is religious law.
Yeah, yeah. And again, yeah. it's like when he asked her. I just want to say this: when he asked her, when you were back in the U.S., did you do anything or learn anything about Islam? And she went, "No." If you're going to go to Jordan and be with a man, wouldn't you want to learn about his culture, even if you don't want to do it?
Yeah, and even he says, like, you know, the dad thinks that they're going to get a proper marriage. He's like, by Sunday, she's like, ooh.
And she's like,
my dad needs to come.
But she's saying that because she's married.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, we've seen some hot messes on this show.
This is one of the worst. Yeah. For both of them, you guys.
Both of them.
So,
it's not good.
The parents say, like, you're still on social media. You're still on this because that's considered immodest, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're basically say – they talk about her being a prostitute. They take about – the mom is shouting about her doing this.
You're not going to say it, but I'm going to say the mom was crazy. She went crazy. I don't fucking care. Religion or not, she was rude. She was crazy.
Well,
they both were out of
she
control.
She was super heated. And yeah. I feel like the mom's been storing this up.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That mother – The religion says men rule. I'm telling you now, that woman
she
rules.
Wears the pants.
She wears yep. the pants in that
Definitely.
House.
Should we move on to...
When he says, are you my baby? She says yes, because then later she controls other things. Yes, let's move on.
To Ari and BB.
Ari and BB.
My favorite couple. Now, this is actually the one that there's something about... There's something about this couple. It's not like Brittany and Yuzan by any means, but like there's something about this woman and her mother that it's so passive aggressive that we're going to get the worst of it later.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like things are going to explode.
Yeah.
And you guys, if you grew up with passive aggression or someone who's like saying things to your face and still smiling, but everything is death by a thousand cuts. That's what this feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And not that BB is innocent in this, you guys, because he's not. But boy.
Yeah, I want to...
It's hard to watch Ari and her mom in this, even though I may be on their side of what they're saying.
I want to just...
It's the way they're saying it.
I sent it to you. Somebody sent us... we had a sissy who sent
us...
Oh,
yeah,
some,
an Ethiopian sissy.
Yes, some... Yeah, there it is.
I can bring it up if you don't have it.
No, I got it.
The email you sent to me was called Ethiopian Tea, and I thought, have some tea, my lord, some Ethiopian tea.
It's
That's
true.
That's chrysanthemum tea from Pacific Overtures by Sondheim. Deep cut.
You know, I like our deep cut.
It is loud
tonight. I'm going to read just parts of it, but basically... our sissy, I think I'm going to just say Meredith, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Meredith.
Said, basically, you're looking at a house, not an apartment, that is a typical middle class in a typical middle class neighborhood.
This is the first apartment there is.
A furnished apartment or house in Ethiopia comes with a bed and mattress if you're lucky, and that's about it. You get a pot or cooking stove. She said that the poor guy probably had to furnish everything in that apartment.
Wow.
Not to mention when you pay a deposit in Ethiopia for rent, you have to pay for the first 3 to 6 months up front. So basically, BB, his friends,
He's
his
broke.
Family, they probably all furnished this before she came. Otherwise, they would just be looking at a bed frame and that's it.
And unfortunately, that apartment is hideous.
Yeah, she said toilet seats are normally widely available. That one just broke. She did say electricity and water do not always work, and it's annoying. They will shut it off for periods of time.
But there are ways around it.
And fortunately, it doesn't matter where you live unless it's a nice, fancy hotel with a generator.
So there you go, guys. BB tried, and it shows how much BB put into this apartment.
It is. And it talks about, like, because we had one listener said,
that's some tea, y'all.
It's tea, and it's also, we hope, gives some context for some of you in that... like one of our listeners talked about.
Oh, who came for us?
Well, we talk about privilege, and they're like, oh, do you know, I guess that in like Jewish culture, that can be a derogatory term with Jewish privilege. I'm just saying.
I did not know.
We didn't know that, and we're not talking about that at all.
Like
we're talking about.
Her being Jewish is like.
I didn't even know.
Incidental for
me. We're talking. I mean, I'm glad. That's fine. Which I did notice she had the necklace. I was like, yeah. Oh. But when we talk about privilege, we just want to clarify. We're talking about.
This is white privilege.
White privilege.
American privilege. As opposed to African privilege.
Coming from upper middle class privilege.
She's from Princeton.
So it's all these things when we say privilege. And I think that's a distinction because a lot of people are using privilege in terms now. But like the fact that she, and this isn't even like a dig on her. I'm an American. If I was dating a guy in Ethiopia, again, we probably would get killed in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was dating and I came over there, my privilege, and I don't mean this in a bad way, I wouldn't have any idea that he had to go through all that to do it.
Right.
I would think, well, in my world, you just get an apartment.
Because he probably didn't tell her everything of what he had to do.
In my world, you just have water and heat, and it's really easy to get those things.
Yeah.
And that's what we're trying to say. It wasn't.
And you guys, he even says, like, or she even says, she's like, yeah, I can't say I'm surprised that this is what he found. It's rough to watch.
She's been there here before.
I know.
So like what? Yeah. So I'm kind of like, what did you expect?
Did you also know, y'all, she also brings her mother in. When she brings her mother in,
Janice,
this is the worst thing, y'all. She immediately starts defending the place because she does. She completely makes it about rebelling against her mother. Like,
she really does.
I will live in this. Whatever you think.
And she does it in a nicer tone, but she does. She totally does.
That's privilege.
It's
when you can change sides and be with your mama.
Yeah.
Or be with your husband, and then you want to really stick it to your mother. So that's privilege.
What would Mother Poodle
That's Amy, what's her name? Amy Cooper. The woman in the park with the dog.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very Amy Cooper, y'all.
It is actually,
she's saying things like, so the mom's like, she's like, well, you know, it's blah, blah, blah. And so she's on.
It's just what, again, it's Ari. Are you completely out of touch in reality? In that you
she
know
makes
your mother's
her own reality.
She really does. Yep. And she really, you know, we were watching this and Poodle paused it at one point and I looked at him and I said, God bless her mother.
Yeah.
What she's having to go through.
And honestly, the mom is trying to be respectful here.
Very.
That word again. And the mom does have some really tough truth to throw down. Like, this is not great for my baby.
Like bacteria.
She's a nurse, and you can say it's extreme if you want to, but the idea that they're for a baby, they're cleaning that water barrel with leaves.
Janice never. I don't think she ever used shaming cultural
it
language.
It wasn't like Devin's mom.
Yeah,
or
and
anything
I appreciated
like that.
Or like Angela, you know what I mean? I appreciated that she was like,
she never says, "Oh my God, this is so third world."
Yeah,
you know, she
or
never
anything
said
like
that.
That. Because now, y'all come at us Ethiopian sissies if Biniam shit the bed. We're not saying that. Apparently, he's got shit in his past too. So we're not saying we're team anyone.
I mean,
I'm like they're just. Both like team delusional.
It's not a nice place, but I think it could be worse. I think Ari had no idea what she was getting into, and I don't think she wanted to know.
But she has traveled, and she's traveled a lot, and she's traveled to Ethiopia. So do you think?
But she's never
how
gone
could she
somewhere.
No,
she's never gone somewhere to live for good. She's always thinking it's
That's
temporary.
True. She did say, I'm looking at this with my mother's eyes.
Because you guys, you can I've lived overseas when it's temporary, and you can put up with a lot. I had to share a bathroom with 5 different people when I lived in a house in Austria.
All men?
No.
Oh, then, yeah, you wouldn't have liked that.
You're right. Anyway, and I was there, and I was in that place for like 3 months. It was hard. 5 people in 1 bathroom. We had to schedule, you know, when showers and things like that. But that's not a big deal.
If for 5 minutes, just do it together.
God, with one of them, I would have. Oh, my God. He was Serbian.
Oh,
and you could just tell.
Serbian guys are hot.
Oh. You could just tell he was hung like a fucking like horse, like a fucking palomino.
Djokovic and choke me. He's so hot.
Okay. Djokovic and choke me?
Djokovic, the tennis player.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know why I said choke me. Let's move on.
While I'm uncomfortable.
Well.
So you guys, this house doesn't have, their current apartment doesn't have any fridge. So she's freaked out. We find out that he has another apartment. That's his exact words.
I guess
we assume that he wants to move to this place, you guys.
Because they're rebuilding it. They're going to paint it.
And her mom basically says, I don't want Ari in this house. But he even says, no, you don't understand. This apartment is only temporary.
And like, this new one's going to be ready in 2 weeks.
This new one's going to be ready in two
y'all,
weeks.
It's not going to be ready in 2 weeks.
Y'all, I grew up in a family who, we do a lot of construction.
Same.
And this is like, at least with a normal crew working a normal time, at least 90 days or 2 months out.
I think 90. His mom said this is a month's worth of work. I'm like, no, this is a month and a half at least.
Yeah. Well, 90 days is 3 months.
No. Oh, 90 days is 3 months. I think at least a month and a half. Maybe 2. But there was a lot of work to do.
Yeah. It was a lot to work to do. That was, it's wishful thinking. And I'm not saying that, and they kind of,
thinking.
What do you mean? We can't move in here. And I don't think he was saying that. He just didn't know how long it would take.
Yeah.
I don't think he's put a ton of work into that. He might have either bought it or he might have not even have it yet.
We need to know more of his backstory because I feel like they're not.
I agree.
Especially with the other wife and the baby. And I still don't. Look, I'm not saying America's the best place to live.
We don't know why he can't come here.
Why can't he come? Because I will say, because of who Ari is and her family, if he did come to the United States to have their baby, they would have a much easier life as far as a lot. So why?
There's a reason he can't
come. There's something we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe it's that.
Fraud is going to spill this shit.
Visas are hard to get from Ethiopia.
Maybe. I don't know.
But there haven't been big terrorist issues or anything like that. I don't even know. God, there's so much to worry about here. Anyway, he says it's going to be done in 2 weeks. It ain't. Shall we take a quick break?
I just want to say one thing that Janice said that really summed it up when she said.
That's her mom.
I did not work all my life to give this to my kids. And on that,
that's the truth.
We'll see you in a bit.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volbella XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Do y'all know what this dish just said? He's like, you know, I'm kind of different when I'm with you. I can, like, say things that are wrong, and I know you'll correct me.
I can just be lazier. If y'all listen to old episodes of Dear Maddie, it's a different side of me. But with you, I'm like, well, I don't need to think that hard. I can just have fun because you'll just do it for me. Kind of works
now,
for me.
Now y'all see what I have to do because I feel this responsibility is strong because Bish says stuff like Elizabeth Smart and Elizabeth Banks all the time. But nothing is usually as fucked up as that.
I do think less before I speak when I'm with you.
I know, and it terrifies me. Because you know I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, also, we've been friends long enough, I can decipher your meaning. It's still fucked up. Let's move on to Armando and Kenny, y'all.
Boy.
Y'all, if TLC fucks us with this...
We're done. We're quitting our show.
No, we're not.
Then
I'll be like, Kenny, are you available?
Please, Kenny. Armando, are you available?
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
Yeah. I feel like Kenny would want a young side piece, though.
That's true.
I'm young enough for him. Not a word.
Not saying
whatever,
anything.
Whatever you're thinking, you better get past it.
Watermelon peas and carrots. Watermelon peas and carrots. Watermelon peas and carrots. Yeah.
I'm Yarda. I look like Armando.
Watermelon peas and carrots. Watermelon. They are the light of this season.
They are. And I think, you guys, I think they're leading us up to something good. You never know. This, like, the whole Jenny Submit thing, no one knew that was going on. Although they did kind of lead us down some dark alleys with Submit. So Armando's in their cute little apartment in La Mission. It's a gated community, which is going to be interesting with the fact that it's two men. We'll see what happens there.
I'm you know, a lot of people are retiring to Mexico, more and more expats. So I'm wondering if they're in that type of community. Yep. We'll see.
And there has been a little flack on both our Facebook page and some message boards saying, you know, why doesn't Armando just go to Florida with Kenny's family? Because you guys... It's still hard to immigrate from Mexico right now.
It is, yeah. It's hard.
Especially if you're gay with a kid.
Yeah.
Just think about that. Sit with that and know that.
In his situation, they asked him about his life. He has his own business. He lives with his family. Like,
yeah.
There's people that are trying, that are in much worse circumstances.
Yeah.
He's not... It's he's going to get put at the bottom
of the
list.
And I guarantee you, because of Kenny's, because
He's not a refugee. Yeah, he's not.
It's going to be hard for him to get that to go along. And you guys, with Kenny to leave his family, you think he would do that if they hadn't?
If there wasn't another option?
Yeah. And I think that just takes a little thought. And because as soon as you realize that...
Armando is leaving his... And I'm not saying that he's the one that should leave, but his family's not really fully accepting of him.
Yeah.
So
he's leaving his family too.
He would go to the U.S. probably if he could.
So those of you who are... There's been a little bit of pushback that I've seen of people were saying, why doesn't he go to America?
It's not.
still is more difficult than you would think.
And they also, that might not be their preferred place to live. And I still say, Kenny wants to get away from his kids. He's not saying it. He said it a little bit this episode, but y'all, Kenny's tired.
He is, but I think he would have stayed in Florida if it was possible.
Probably for his grandkids,
yeah,
too.
I think he would have stayed if possible. So you guys, Armando is crafting this framed pick for Kenny.
If they don't get like a design show out of this, I'm glad
they gave the gay guy some crafting.
It's true.
We've had how many seasons of 90 Day Fiancé? Nobody's crafting until we got the gay guy.
It's true. Although Poodle and I don't craft.
We're not crafters.
No. No.
I'm not good. I like fuck up one thing and want to tear it up. Come at me if when you're crafting, you lose all patience and you just want to tear up what you've done.
I'm not that bad, but he is. Yeah. He gets glue everywhere. It sticks to his hands.
I tried to do a crafting project with my niece and nephews when I was home for Christmas a while back. Didn't go well. As Darcy says, didn't go good.
Didn't go good. Didn't go good. Not what I thought. Tastes. So this frame is adorable.
My mom had to come in and save me.
Your mom is crafty, isn't she?
She is. She can craft. My mother can do a lot.
Yeah.
My mother is a good cook. She's a good craft. She can sell real estate like nobody's fucking business.
She's a pioneer woman.
She's a salesman.
That frame is real cute. It's from Florida to Mexico.
Only gay people would think about that too. It's like funny slash.
It's cute. I liked it.
If someone gave me that, y'all, I might cry. It's that.
I still think you're going to do an ugly cry this season because of them.
Probably. You guys, here, and I agree with this, and we said this last time, don't have your kids get you things. Have your kids make you something. It means so much more.
It does.
And I said before, if they're going to buy something, they're going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
And they're going to buy you garbage. And because kids have no taste. Remember that. You had zero taste. Didn't you buy your mom that amulet or some garbage?
Bought her a really pretty Egyptian necklace.
And she returned it because I'm sure it was ugly and tacky as fuck.
She turned it to the drugstore car in Revis because she said it hurt her neck when she wore it.
Ugly. It was ugly.
I liked it.
Kids want stuff that's sparkly, y'all. They don't have taste. It's fine.
It reminded me of the old episodes I watched of Batman where he had to face off with King Tut. I thought it was Egyptian.
And she said it looked too faggy for her.
Maybe.
Anyway,
watermelon peas and carrots. Watermelon peas and carrots.
So anyway, he basically Armando's like, it's something very special.
Also, Kenny's paying the rent in this gated community.
Yeah!
So... Y'all, Armando's going to be giving it up first night.
And I think Kenny's probably kind of saved a lot of money.
I think he's been good with his finances.
It seems like that. And Armando is probably trying to find a way to make money.
Well, Armando's left his business.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a business. He was making money. And it
so
looked
Armando's
like
going to kind of be a kept man for a while.
Which,
I think that has to happen sometimes.
That has to happen. So, hasn't happened to us.
I think, guys,
don't
though,
know what's wrong.
If it happens where you and your partner have a chance where someone's not going to be bringing money, talk about it. Lay out a strategy because that's when relationships suffer.
Expectations. Talk about those because people don't.
Yeah. Money will kill a relationship faster than anything.
Good questions are, how do you expect me to suck you off every night for you paying my rent? With my left hand or my right hand or no hands?
That's what they called me, No Hands Anthony.
There goes No Hands Anthony.
Hi, boys.
Woo woo.
Anyway, so Kenny's in the car and he's dancing.
They did,
because of course he is.
I just want to say one. They showed him Armando on the balcony, and then they did this like amazing drone
shot.
It
was amazing.
Poodle and I gasped.
It was a drone shot, definitely.
We went, but then so Kenny's dancing in the car.
Of course he is.
Yep.
He's never been away from his kids for very long, and he even says it's time to make myself happy because he's
like,
given
all
everything
adults.
To his family. Yeah.
And so, y'all, he's going, he crosses that border.
Y'all, Kenny's going to ugly cry every episode. Get ready.
He is.
Yep.
He is.
That's okay.
He'll probably cry when he sees Armando.
You just ugly yawned.
I did.
You know that thing where you got like wrinkle at your face and go, grrr, and you yawn.
They'll see each other next episode, finally.
We'll finally see. And then he'll pummel Armando until... Who's the top and bottom? Let's just find it out. Who do it?
Wow, I'm glad that you are...
It's that reductive?
Reductive in
Come
gay
on.
Relationships.
Come on.
Maybe they flip-flop. Maybe they take a little pickle and then they like to...
Come on.
Lay a little pipe.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
I mean...
Come on.
We
know the answer.
I think Kenny's a bottom.
You're an idiot.
No.
No. Kenny's the top. Armando's the bottom.
I think they flip.
You're wrong. You're wrong because Kenny, even though you don't think so, he's got provider top energy.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. I know these things.
Oh, wait. You want them to break up and you want Kenny to take care of you. And if Kenny's a bottom, it's not going to work.
Well, the
so
thing
that's
is,
why Kenny's a top.
Armando has only ever known how to bottom, I guarantee you.
Possibly.
Because of the dialectic that exists in Mexican culture.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can tell me I'm right. It's fine.
No, I'm like, well, I mean,
they
I don't
also,
know.
They haven't been together long enough to decide they can be versatile with one another.
Maybe. Possibly. I mean, who? They've been together
it's
what?
It's okay. You can tell me I'm right. It's okay.
No, I think it's more because, and maybe I'm overthinking it, but because we represent a lot of people that listen to our show don't know a lot of gay people. And so we do it.
You don't want me to say it's that cut and dry?
It's not always. And I don't, it is for us because we're two big old bottoms.
No, but
I just, for people out there, do honestly, I probably agree with you. I think Kenny is kind of more top energy and Armando's probably bottom. But I just say for people out there, don't go up to
this
your
is,
gay friend.
This is fun. We're talking about
know,
this
but we're
in
setting
a fun
an
ex- way.
We're setting an example for people too sometimes.
Y'all, he ruins all of my fun.
I'm just saying, some woman named Carlene's going to say, I asked my friend Ronald after church if he was a bottom, and he got offended.
You know what? You
and I'm going to say.
You need to talk to Ronald because he can tell you a lot about sex.
I'm like, text Poodle. Here's his number.
The thing about it is, y'all, I've all had my experience being versatile. And
I haven't.
This one hasn't. I have been in relationships where I have been that.
Then your arms gave out. You broke a sweat and you said, I'm tired.
How much longer do I have to do this?
The condom fell off. It's too small. Boy,
is there anybody else hot?
I'm just too tired. If I had a dollar, or you know what? If I had a kid for every time I heard the condom was too small, I'd have 20 kids.
What is that, a condom?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me these days. Well, not these days, a couple months ago.
But no, you're right. Kenny is going to go home. He's going to take me to the headboard, and he's going to pound him.
Pound him.
Pound him.
Like a cube steak.
It's true. It's true. I just have to preface it. Now
I know,
it completely be gross.
I know. I know you're right, and I know you wanted to say it.
But now that I put that disclaimer, for the rest of the episode, goo-goo, goo-goo, goo-goo.
And you guys... Probably Armando wasn't that good at first, but now he knows how to ride that dick like
he
a
did.
Pro. He's
he
like
did.
A bucking bronco.
He's been watching.
Tim Tales.
Or Sean Coday. I don't know what they have in Mexico. Mexa-bow. Chicka-bow-bow.
Latin Inches.
Latin. That's a good site. LatinInches.net. You'll thank me.
We used to sell that magazine at the gay bookstore. There was Inches and Latin Inches, y'all. And strangely enough, Latin Inches was not in like uno, dos,
it
tres,
was in one,
cuatros.
Two?
It was all in American English, which too.
Really, if you think about it, in Mexico, they don't really use the inch measurement system.
I don't think they do. Centimeters. It should have been Latin centimetres.
Let's see. Hey, Siri. How many centimeters is 8 inches?
8 inches is 20.32 centimeters.
Boy, that
wow.
sounds better. You're a 20 centimeter queen. That's what you're looking for.
Well, I have been in Europe, so I know the conversion factors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything above 16 is bueno.
Is okale dokale.
Is gut.
Das is gut.
Das is gut.
Yeah.
Where are we? Are we?
C.
Are we on Jihoon and Devin now?
Jihoon.
The sad shit.
Yeah.
So it's like two sad ones right after each other. You guys, the other way this season is super, super high stress.
Well, it is because we have several couples that they were fun in the first season, and then now watching the second, it's like real life. Although we are watching, like we've talked about, the first season with Jihoon and Devin and with Jin and Sumit. And we can say this on this episode. We all know, you know, that Sumit was married. Boy, watching season one and knowing that he was married.
It's brutal.
It's really, you see the signs more, don't you? When we fought for, like, oh, he's just, bless his heart.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow.
I'm really rethinking all of Sumit.
Yeah, I'm like watching it now with new eyes, and it's like, you were devious.
I still
don't pull over, y'all.
I still
don't pull over.
Part of me still wants Jenny and Sumit to end up together, but
in a way, but
they
not.
Should go somewhere else to do it. Don't pull over, y'all.
That
this is
another
some serious shit.
They're all ambulances tonight. Oh, that worries me.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Lord, with thee, blessed are thou among women. Holy Mother, Mother of God, pray for sinners now and at the hour of death. Amen. Reformed Catholic, but I still say a Hail Mary every time an ambulance drives by.
So let's get into Jihoon and Devin, y'all. This whole scene was basically handled by the translator app.
Really
like
was.
Like Evie on Wally.
Wally. I bet you sobbed when you saw that movie.
Oh my God.
Uncontrollably.
I can't even tell you. The first like 10 to 15 minutes when it was all silent, I watched that movie and I've had a really snobby relationship to animated movies since I was like probably after 14 or 15. And like, oh my God, this is so not worth my time. I watched Wall-E, cried my eyes out. And also said, this is the most human film I have seen in forever.
And then you sobbed in Up.
Sobbed.
And then at the end of Toy Story 3,
you were
a mess. We had to wait in the theater for you to calm down. So clearly, you're an animated film person.
You know what? I'd like to agree with you. But I had to get myself together. After Toy Story you 4.
Three. I've three. Really seen 4. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that's that piece of garbage.
No, I heard it's good.
Oh.
I haven't seen it.
I cried it inside out like a baby too, y'all.
Oh, yeah. They get you.
There's something about those Pixar movies, though, y'all. They just know what to do.
Did you watch Coco?
Oh.
Oh, oh. Man. That's so good.
Oh. I was sad from 15 minutes in,
y'all,
because I knew exactly what was going to happen.
If you haven't seen Coco, that movie's good.
Oh, remember me.
Oh, stop it. You'll make me teary. Anyway.
Y'all, if you need a good cry, it's weird. Put on a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
You will, like, you'll weep for 30 minutes, the first 30 minutes of Up.
It's true. I know. I just showed it to my boyfriend for the first time. Like
he had never seen it.
He kind of was like, "It's animated movies," and I was like, "No, they're different now. Watch some Pixar."
At the same time, I'm kind of like, I don't need to show it to people. Like I kind of I feel like it belonged to a very special time.
Look at that.
Pixar movies. So if you don't get it. Because Up was a very specific time.
Did you see that short that just came out called Out?
No, I haven't seen it. With the two dads or something like that? Yeah.
It was moving.
Eh, I don't have time for two dads.
Yeah. That's what he says about everyone. He's like, I don't want to go see Toy Story 3.
I don't sound like a braying jackass.
Jihoon!
You guys, so basically... Devin and Jihoon, she even says on the translate, I met you and I've been, Jihoon says to Devin, I met you and I've been really nervous ever since then. Like, I haven't been able to do really anything.
I missed that part. Yeah. I was typing. Wow. How telling is that?
I know. So
you understand, you love should make you feel safe.
Well, he is a man baby.
Well, yeah.
So he's worried about growing up and providing for someone. And probably the way he grew up was he's already been shamed that he's not going to amount to anything. So because he's a loser.
Yeah.
And he even tells Devin, I don't have any marketable skills. I didn't finish college.
Like, he kind of knows he's a loser. He admits to that.
I did pay my debt. I have a part-time job. And she even says, why aren't you full-time? He's like, I want to choose when to sleep.
He wants
to
rest.
When I need to rest. And she's like, and you guys.
It's not like she's asking for him to work 100 hours a week.
It's not. I don't agree with either of these right now. I just feel like she knew what she was getting from moment one.
I think that's what the most disappointing part about all of this, probably for Devin, is that she knew she was right all along.
Yep. Even though
she didn't listen.
He says, I'm saving for a house and I have my mother keeping it all. And she finally just says, I gave up everything. My life is not a game. I've sacrificed nothing, or I've sacrificed everything. You've sacrificed nothing.
Can you argue?
And he's just like, you're right. She has given up everything. Yeah. So, and she even says, I don't think I want to be together anymore after this. I'm getting a hotel. And he says, I feel like this is game over, which should have been the title of the episode.
It should have been game over.
I don't know why we had to make it about Britney.
Yeah.
I'm not a baby.
It should have been game over.
It should have been game over.
Maybe because they already did some Jihoon episodes, but
it could have been Grumpy No Stop or something like that. Yeah.
You know, it's...
We're watching the destruction of this relationship, y'all, and it's ugly.
Yeah, it's
season one. And it's painful.
Again, before we used to kind of, we would laugh at them, and now we see it like...
It's really painful.
It's hard. He really, Jihoon is, I agree, Devin knew what she was getting into, but it's also this idea, and it sucks a lot because they're both so young, because when you're young, you don't often, if you grow up in a nice family, like Jihoon did, you don't kind of have a lot of real world things hit you.
Yeah.
And it's like, he did promise her, I can get it.
She did not come
to him and say, you have to provide all this to me.
No.
He promised it to her, thinking he's watched movies and that he could.
Well, we don't know what she required. We only saw him promising.
I thought I remember him her saying, like, Jihoon said he's going to get it. Like, he was telling her all. But you're right. Maybe she cornered him into saying that.
And I'm not team either of these people.
No. My heart goes out to both of them because I think they're both good people trying to do their best. But they're just not meant to be together.
I can't speak for him. She bothers me at a level, mostly because I follow her on social media and I probably shouldn't.
I don't follow any of them. Well, yeah. I follow Darcy and...
Yeah. She's not an enjoyable follow, y'all. She's quite problematic.
Yeah.
For people who... are not racist. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Oh, yeah, I forget that.
And that's colored my version of her.
Yeah, I don't blame it.
So I will say, she does seem the more sympathetic one judging on the show,
mm-hmm.
because she has said what she needed him to do and he did not do it. And so she can point to that over and over again and can say, you need to give me this by this time, or I'm done. And he is yet to fulfill that.
I guess that's the thing. She knew what she was getting into. She's not asking him for anything unrealistic, though.
She's not. I'm not saying everyone should always depend on their in-laws, but I don't know why. Is it really true that his mother and father have nothing and they can't help them out at all?
I don't know.
Because they have that... she stayed with them the first season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Oof. I don't know.
This 2020's getting real for everybody, even our reality TV stars.
That's all, y'all. This was a rough episode for these two. This was just straight up, like, aggro it was, going at each other.
It was like, what is that movie that you said, it's a sad movie about sad people? It was like that.
What was
Manchester
that?
By the Sea.
No, I said, Manchester by the Sea, that's a sad movie about sad people.
That's what this was. This is a sad scene with sad people.
I stand
people.
By that review. Y'all, my hot takes, I kind of stand by them.
I couldn't watch that movie. I already was like, I'll be depressed after this.
What did I scream? I think I said someone, it was something we did in a video. Oh, I think so, we were talking about Flat Stanley. Like, in the Flat Stanley, I'm like, Flat Stanley can suck his own dick.
He can't. I still have that Flat Stanley. I got to mail that back, and then Emily. I thought, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Flat Stanley can literally suck his own dick.
Y'all, I'm telling you now, I got to send one back. If your kid does a school project, don't send us your Flat Stanley, because
no,
I've lost that
especially
thing.
Especially in a pandemic.
I've lost it four times.
Send it to me. I will try to do better
I
with
just
it.
Found it, like, again 2 days ago.
You can
Emily,
send
I'm
it
sorry.
To me at 69 Shuttlecock Way. Are you married to move into Smit and Jenny? So they're seeing his friend Nireach.
I thought Mirich.
We're going to fuck this up. His friend.
Cute friend. Yeah. Handsome friend.
Who she knew from the last time she was there. And so they're going to go on the paddle boat. And he said, do you like riding? And I said, it's been a long time since I've been asked that.
Now,
and the answer is yes.
Yes.
If anybody's curious.
Now, something of note.
You grab onto that saddle horn and ride all night.
Ride. It's been a week since she had the conversation with him about the divorce papers.
Yes.
1 week. Nothing
has
happened.
1 week till you looked at me.
Oh, God.
Rucked it in the side as if I'm angry.
Oh, Jesus. Nothing happened,
10 days
y'all.
Of the afternoon. That's a Bare Naked Ladies song. Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Come back and see me. Remember when groups like that were popular, like Dave Matthews Band? And everyone could play their own instruments. That was an interesting time.
That was an interesting time.
Seriously, take a minute. That was people playing instruments and not with synths on. I sound like an old person when I say
you
this.
You do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just letting you go. Crab cake. Anyway,
Crab cake.
Sorry, y'all. We did smother it
hashtag
after this.
Crab cake.
Which got real as well, but Brittany
yeah, everything
and,
got real.
But Brittany and Mary delivered as usual. Ooh. And next week,
that scared me.
Elena, how do you say her name?
Elena.
Elena's going to be singing a new song.
She's going to be singing a new song. Not driving on the highway, and I'm finally going my way. Don't go back, cause I don't want to turn back. Don't back, cause I don't want to turn back. That's a 7/4 bar, y'all. I had to figure it out because it really bothered
me. He literally sat down and had to play it on the piano and figure it out.
Some poor fucker had to figure out what meter that was from what she recorded. Anyway, where are we?
So it's been a week since Jenny and Smith have talked about divorce papers. She's like, I'm kind of not bringing it up because I don't want to fight about it anymore. But nothing's happened. So they're on this boat. And then Jenny's really, that's what I do love about Jenny is that she was so happy to see his friend. Like,
my
she
God!
Really loved you. She was like, oh, I love you. You're so nice.
I remember you.
And they had this good conversation where Jenny was
like, you look like my last chick.
Yep. And Jenny basically says, what was it like for you lying to me? And knowing that all
was that
was
amazing. That was like, tea.
It was great. And we really kind of got his perspective.
Yeah, he's like, it was a big surprise you came back. And I wanted to tell you, but I had loyalty to your fiance. And that's true. It's guy code. So they really couldn't, you know, break that.
It made me think of, though, you know, we've never talked about her, but I felt sorry for Sumit's wife. I've never really thought about her because they don't bring it up. But I thought,
well, we haven't seen her, so it's hard to put a
but I thought,
sympathy.
So he was had didn't tell Jenny, but I'm like, wait, but you probably were also friends with Sumit's first wife, and here she is.
I mean, the production tries to treat her as some kind of shrew who is vindictive, but we don't know.
We don't know.
We only know that her family is like, Sumit, you agreed to marry our daughter. And
pay up.
You fucked around.
Pay up.
Yep. And we don't know the reason he did. It was an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, the way that they are framing this is very American, like arranged marriages, you know. But he doesn't love an arranged marriage. He wants to marry for love.
It's very like Disney movie.
And the thing about a lot of arranged marriages in India, you guys, is that like I only know this from watching like Family Karma and like Bend It Like Beckham. Yeah, is that a lot of times they've even done studies of these arranged marriages. You wind up like. Sometimes the marriages are stronger than ever because you wind up having to build that.
We're not doing a great job over here. Everybody gets divorced.
Yeah, I agree.
Never know.
I'd love a good arranged marriage.
What if he had a small dick?
That's a no. It's a deal breaker.
That was a quick turn. Wow.
I would have so many affairs. We'd have an understanding.
Anyway,
so they're talking to Narith, and he's like, he's going through divorce right now. And she's like, I know you're getting through a divorce, so what's happening? He's like, well, it's been 4 years. She goes, 4 years? What are you talking about?
And she totally said that.
Four years. She laid 3 eggs and they rolled off the paddle boat, y'all.
Yeah. Cha-choon, cha-choon, cha-choon.
And they just burst up in a chicken.
Yeah. That's why you saw, you know what they, sometimes they'll play like Happily Ever or Pillow Talk. For Pillow Talk, they're like showing feathers. And during the Jenny scene, they had feathers. And I went, oh my God, are they listening to us?
I don't think. People are always telling us we should be on Pillow Talk, y'all. What you don't understand is they would never let us. We talk so much shit about these people.
They're never going to let us on Pillow Talk.
They can talk shit. The cast members can talk shit about these people because they've been through it. We're just catty bitches in their opinion.
Yeah.
And you know what? We love your support for these catty bitches.
You can always tweet them out. That's fine. You can always say, we appreciate the shout out.
Unless we're like stars in a movie, then they might put us on.
Yeah, but don't hold your breath.
No. Anyway.
Because we're never going to be stars in a movie.
So he basically.
Well, Piano Cat 77 might make an appearance.
I might do a guest star on a porn. Like, I'm like the guest check-in.
Mm-hmm.
What? A room for two?
I mean, you definitely...
Jumbo.
You definitely could do a gay version of, like, the piano. Gay porn of that.
But instead of Harvey Keitel, it's like Rocco, what's his name? The big dick guy.
Oh, Rocco. There's like
four Rockos. You know, this is niche because we're talking about gay porn,
you could do a gay version.
Rocco Steele, that's his name. Because of course it is.
The other way. That could be the name of your porn, too. You could do...
Before that was straight, and after there was gay, there was the other way.
Like, you could take these movies that you love so much, like Howard's End. That works. Poodle's End. You could do The Hours, but it's called The Hours, .. and Hours of Fucking. And you're just wearing a fake nose. And at the end, they fuck you in a river and you die. It's still artistic.
They just put rocks in my dress, fuck me on the water, and then I just like...
That's what you can... All that kind of stuff.
And there's Portrait of a Lady... When they do that for me.
That writes itself.
But Portrait of a Lady is just Portrait of a Lady getting fucked.
Yeah. Poodle, fuck me in and that's just a train just fucking you.
Hear that train coming around the bend. It's the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
And beats doot, on again on the Atchison, Topeka.
On the Atchison, Topeka.
On the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Y'all, that's that's from a musical called The Harvey Girls with Judy Garland. And the segue
that
we made into
niche
that
as fuck.
You know, we had about 3 minutes of talking about gay porn, and then we made it gayer with singing about Judy Garland.
Y'all, these shows go off the rails because I've been drinking since six.
I love The Harvey Girls when I was
That's a great movie.
Oh, I loved it in high school. I watched it with all the other boys in high school.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
I feel like I'm going to gay bash myself right now. So,
so
let's just end this.
Their friend, hot friend, says, I really want you by.
Do we have to do sissy shout outs and sissy spotlight?
Oh,
mother
my
of fucker.
God.
We're going to have to pause it.
We'll
pause it and look it up.
Yeah, we'll pause it and look it up. I don't think we had a shout out. We didn't have a sissy call this week, actually.
Y'all get on that.
We don't have any.
We didn't invite anyone.
We didn't.
Fucked
we'll
up.
Do. So we don't have a sissy spot. We don't have it this week, so we'll just do the shout outs.
Okay.
That's all we can do. That's all we can do. Anyway, y'all. Submit's friends basically, Jenny says, that's why I need to see the paperwork. And his friend says, she's right. Fucking
take her
to court
see
tomorrow
the paperwork.
And see the goddamn papers, y'all, because.
Papers!
Because something is fishy as fuck. And I don't like it.
Something's fishy in the state of Denmark.
I'm just saying, we're not happy about it.
Agreed.
We're not happy. All right, y'all. Let's jump into, we're going to do our sissy shouts. Before we do that, y'all, you can go to 90daygays.com and you can see all of our other shows. You can see our merch. We have face masks. You can buy a come at us face mask. You can buy
a chandelier screen face mask.
Whatever you want to buy, you can get don't pull over. Whatever you want to get, it is there for your mask pleasure. You can get a sissy mug.
Gross.
You can
mask
get
for mask.
You can even get a face mask that
says should be ours. Mask for mask.
It should. You can even get a
no
face
one knows
mask.
What that is if they haven't been on gay apps.
It's true. You can get a mask that says, if you can cream it,
you can dream it.
So we've got that too, y'all.
I'm still upset that is there.
So, yeah, we've got all that merch there. What else? Do we have any other? Y'all, Love After Lockup, it's coming. Love After Lockup is coming up. The show airs on Friday. We're going to have it on Sunday night.
Feel it coming.
What song is that?
By The Weeknd.
Oh.
Feel it coming.
Oh, yeah, that song.
I just did it in a terrible way.
We mentioned our friends, The Melanated Way, doing their show out Wednesday. We'll put the show links to them. Linda and Ashley, give them some love. Follow them on Instagram. We want to support diversity talking about these people.
Yeah, because
we're excited.
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of white people.
Yeah, also, they're just fucking fun and funny. And she gets hot tea.
Ooh, I love a good hot tea.
That's when people correct us now, I can text her and be like, hey. Fraud is great for that, too. So, y'all, jump into all that. Okay, we're on letters K and L. Y'all, you can also come at us on Cameo. Anything else, Poodle?
I don't care.
Well, this is what happens when Poodle starts drinking early, y'all.
No, I'm trying to figure out what I'm looking at that.
Oh, my God.
You're asking me questions when I'm looking at my phone.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't know you couldn't multitask.
You know what? Multitasking.
I've seen what you've done in a locker room, and you were wonders.
Multitasking is a lie. We can't think of more than one thing at one time.
We're almost at 6,000 members in our Facebook group. Y'all, that's a thing. We are loving, as Poodle says, we're having a good time in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad.
We love it.
It's a very supportive group. We're becoming a little family. And we have a great time there. It's we shade the reality stars, but we support one another, and we really love it.
Yeah, don't come for each other, y'all.
They're
You're
really
all
good.
Wonderful.
We really are. We are so much better than all of our friends says their mom's group are savage.
Everyone's mom group is savage.
So we're pretty good. Also, y'all, there's a few things Poodle loves more than a review.
Oh, I love a good review.
So if you just leave 5 stars on those reviews, and if you don't know what to say, all you have to say is
keep
going queens.
What numbers, what letter was it?
K and L.
Okay.
Why don't you do L?
Okay.
Or I'm sorry, why don't you do K?
Too late. I'm looking up L.
Okay, great.
Is there someone I can't do?
Oh, fine. I guess I'll tell you that too. You can't do Ashley Lerma. And you can't do Lois Molina and Lisa Kay.
I guess we're going to say all their names.
Well, whatever. They like it. Y'all, we love you. Thanks for keeping on
Jesus.
Listening. We do.
I'm
going to go first.
You go
I'm
first because you're K.
All right. I'm going to pick a K. Right, y'all. This first sissy shout out, this goes to someone by the name of.
Uh-oh.
Kyla.
Okay.
Kyla Williams.
Okay.
But I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, I think we know what it is.
Kyla Williams. Y'all, Kyla Williams, she is obsessed with squirrels.
Oh.
Love squirrels. There is not a squirrel, even though her grandma or her mother Imogene tells her.
Imogene.
No, where we're from, we say Imogene. I have a best friend with a grandma named Imogene.
That's country.
Oh, it's country, yeah. Her mom, Imogene, says.
Shut up! she says. Sometimes, y'all, I have to scream, shut up! Just to make me feel validated.
She has to say sometimes, Kyla, you know. Well, I'm glad you're waylaying my story.
Sorry, it's absurd. Go ahead.
She tells her mom, tells her, Kyla, squirrels are just rats with fur.
Okay.
Kyla won't believe it. So she loves her squirrels. She loves feeding squirrels. She loves building squirrel houses. She likes to sit on the ground and do her meditation. And she puts acorns all over her body so the squirrels can crawl on her.
Yeah.
To get their food. She used to have dogs and cats. They're all gone. She's trying to adopt squirrels, but her handsome husband says no.
I'm glad you're creeping their profile, because you know when he says shit like that, handsome husband, y'all.
They're a beautiful couple.
He wants to fuck your husband.
No. Maybe. He's got a nice suit on. I love a guy in a hot suit.
There you go.
Anyway, so Kyla.
Comment us if it makes you creepy when Matt creeps your profile.
Or if you just feel complimented. So Kyla Williams, y'all, what she hasn't told anybody is that she's been storing nuts for the winter, which she has no idea.
How y'all, does she do them? Does she keep them in her cheeks?
No. She puts them. They start off in her anus. In her butt.
This got weird.
She has like a big condom, so she puts them in her butt. And then when she gets home, she takes them out, and she puts them in the walls of the house. She puts, her husband went to do laundry, and he opened the laundry, and there was just nuts in there. And he was like, this is crazy. And she said, no, it's not crazy. It's nuts. And they're all over.
That's a play on words.
So what she is hoping to do is, she thinks that she can actually get some genetic mutation and become a squirrel because she wants to have a bushy ass because she thinks her husband's going to be into it.
This was weird. And
hey, you know what?
And I'm kind of creeped out.
And you know what?
Yeah.
But she's not. So instead, she's just going to live in a house with a lot of squirrels.
Okay. Y'all, none of these get better as we go.
Yeah, yours is gonna be,
but this, y'all,
Oscar winning.
Mine is for
and
Lisa.
That's Kyla Williams. Let me finish. I'm done now.
Mine is for Lisa Creed.
Okay.
Lisa Creed.
Okay.
Lisa Creed, y'all, is completely obsessed. Like, we're talking obsessed with He-Man. And that whole Masters of the Universe thing.
Love it.
She fashions herself her own, like, He-Man costumes. You would think she would be Teela.
Uh-huh.
Or Orko.
Uh-huh.
Who was gay.
He was.
I loved Orko magic tricks, y'all. And so did Lisa. What's her name?
You said Creed.
Creed. rhymes with raid. Oh, that's it. Never mind. So you'd think she loves Skeletor the most because she loves being evil. And she loves putting on contouring skull makeup.
It is cute.
And she loves being the villain because she's like, He-Man, I'm going to make you suffer. And I am going to be, and as a woman, I like to feel like a homosexual.
Didn't know you could sound gayer.
It's possible.
It is. Well done.
So Lisa, you guys, gets her release by being a villain who kind of masquerades as a male homosexual.
Okay. Because
that gives her power. The husband doesn't love it because she stays in like that Skeletor cosplay for like a day. And that's their sex night.
He's getting pegged.
So he's kind of like, I don't know he's getting pegged. She's tried.
Oh, God.
And he's not really into it because those hollow eyes. Think about it.
That ram staff up his ass is going to hurt.
This is mine. Up. Anyway, and y'all, the weirdest thing about it is she dresses up her daughter as Orko.
Oh.
And she just throws a fucking sheet over her and puts a top hat on her and says, do some magic tricks and impress mommy. Oh, and by the end of it, y'all, Orko's doing magic tricks, and that's just to keep her daughter busy while she fucks her husband with a staff.
Wow.
And that's Lisa Creed's story. Didn't say it was interesting.
They don't get better, y'all. Y'all, that's our sissy shout-outs. We appreciate y'all so much. We're having a good time doing this. We've got Smother that's going to be dropping on Wednesday night, or Wednesday. We've got, our last Labor of Love.
Oh.
It better be. That's coming, dropping on Friday morning.
I can't do any more.
And get ready, because on Sunday night, we'll be premiering our first episode of Love
Holy
After Lockup.
Holy fuck. I'm not ready.
The first two episodes are going to be on this tier,
feed.
The regular podcast. So
the rest will be on the $8 Patreon.
Try before you buy. We believe that here.
Try before. Y'all, do not try before you can get the cow for free.
Yeah, so get to
I can't say this expression no matter how hard I try. Don't buy the cow if you can get the milk for free. That's it.
Maybe.
Y'all, you need to try the cow.
So try the two episodes. If you like it, you can jump on the
$8
tier.
No, the cow. Follow the metaphor.
Poodle's been drinking. Y'all,
my lips are dry like Paul.
We call these people lonely hearts because you also got like four holes in your shirt too, like Paul.
I'm wearing a house shirt.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all lonely hearts, Poodle?
Yes. And if you've got a bottle of tequila and you want to hug a man at the airport, call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.